Hi. If you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started. Welcome to you and all your parts. Hi, I'm Laura Lively and welcome back. We're in lesson two of my consistent minute method practice. So last time we talked about the daily minute, that daily check-in at some point in your day, maybe the beginning of the day or the end of the day. And what comes next in the practice is adding consistent checkouts throughout the day, because honestly, throughout the day is when your parts are most likely to be triggered. And the idea here is that these two practices combined help you to build that relationship between you with some self-energy and your parts. Your parts start to know that you are there, like you are really, really there, and that they can lean into you. And the stronger your relationship with your parts is, the more they trust you to take care of what needs to be taken care of, and the less likely they are to take over and to show themselves in ways that get super messy in our lives, like, you know, overreacting to something perhaps. And as your parts relax, you experience more healing. They experience more healing. So once you've incorporated the daily minute, your next step is to do the noticing of your parts two or three times per day. And until this kind of thing becomes consistent, like second nature to you, you're just going to do it. So until then, we got to teach you how to do it. We have to teach you how to build that practice. And so let's talk about that. Like, how do I do that, Laura? How am I supposed to just build this into my already jam-packed day? Well, I hope, as you've already seen with the daily minute, I'm not looking for you to spend 30 minutes a day doing this. I want you to become a ninja at noticing when you are and aren't in self-energy, or when you're overly blended with a part. So we'll just do a quick recap on what self-energy feels like. Self-energy is calm. It has no agenda. It's not trying to change its parts or other people in your life. It's open and calm. There's some curiosity there. Compassion for you and other parts. Or other people's parts, I might say. And so, for me, if I'm feeling calm, open, compassionate, curious about what's going on around me, I know I have access to self-energy. And if I'm not feeling calm, curious, maybe I'm feeling more, then chances are I'm a blended with a part. And so the purpose of this check-in throughout the day is to begin to notice when you are more blended than you are in self-energy. So let's figure out how to make these check-ins slip into your life seamlessly. I want this to be as simple as breathing, and there's an easy way to do that. Start when you are in transition between activities. For example, maybe you need to get up and go to the bathroom. That's a transition. Maybe you're transitioning between meetings. Also a transition back to your desk. Maybe get up to get a drink of water. How about when you're driving home, whether that's from the office or the grocery store? That's a transition. Maybe as you're putting together your lunch or headed home at the end of the day, loading the dishwasher, these are transitionary periods where you could do a quick check-in with your parts to see how they're doing. And if you need help making check-ins a daily routine and you want a greater variety of a way to check in, I do, shameless plug, have a 90-day texting program that helps. And you can find that on my website. But either way, with my texting program, or you doing this on your own, you're on your way to becoming a habit hero. So what does the check-in look like, Laura? What does that mean? So what I do is I stop, I take a breath, and I just check in and say, how am I feeling right now? Do I have some access to calmness, to curiosity? What sensations am I feeling in my body? Is there agitation, anxiety? Okay, if there are, there's probably a part. And I have a whole list of questions that I will drop in the description below that you can try to see which ones work for you and your system. Now I'll just run through a couple of those though, in case they might land. Do I have an agenda right now? Am I feeling at least neutral? Am I worried about something? Am I angry? What's coming up for me? Again, I'll drop these in the description below for you. And if you're feeling, again, at least calm, neutral, then you most likely have a good supply of self-energy available to you. If you're not feeling calm or open, chances are you're blended, like we talked about. And blending, you know, happens in degrees, like most of life, right? You can be a little bit blended with a part, like when you notice you're feeling antsy or a little agitated about something that's happened earlier in the day. Maybe you're like going over and over something somebody said in a meeting. Or you can be overly blended, like when you catch a bad case of road rage. Surely I'm not the only one. I know I talk about this a lot, but surely I'm not the only one, because somebody's driving too slow or they cut you off. So again, getting into that habit of checking during transition periods, 2 or 3 times a day, doesn't take more than a minute, is another great way for you to be building self-to-part relationships so that those parts do recognize that when they do get activated, that they're not alone. You are here with them and you can work with them so that they feel acknowledged, accepted, and appreciated. Next lesson, we're going to discuss the art of knowing when you're blended, because honestly, sometimes it takes you by surprise. So thanks for joining me today. Be sure to check out the video description for the list of questions you might ask your parts throughout the day, and some links to free resources, and also a link to my texting program, which is not free. Until next time, love to you and all of your parts. Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website, where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session to see how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.